Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Mornings with Kale and Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
An anthem for so many, wouldn't you agree? So pleased to welcome in my sister from a different mister, one Sherry Pipe, investigative journalist at Complete Colorado, 708 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail from the Allo Communications Studio. Sherry, cue the tears.
Oh, God, let me tell you what. You had me in those the other day when we were talking. And it's been, like I said on my Facebook feed, bittersweet ever since. You don't get me started.
Don't even get me started here. I remember 6 years ago walking into the studios, and I believe you were there talking with Troy Coverdale at the time, our former news director, and I introduced myself and said, you know, I'm kind of new to the Greeley experience, and you essentially said, well, I know people, and I can't thank you enough, Sherry Pipe. Indeed, you do know people, and from the very get-go, you took me under your wing and introduce me to some of the most amazing, incredible people I've ever met in my entire life, you among them.
Well, I can't thank you enough. And, you know, the past 6 years, wow, yeah, it's been a crazy ride. I mean, we have been through a lot of things together on this show. You know, a lot of things together with a lot of people. And, Gail, you've made KFKA talk show an amazing place to be. There's nobody that I've ever known, that I've ever worked with, that I've ever filled in for, that has ever had the outlook on this job that you do. You know, you've brought me on at times when there were some of those people that I know that really didn't want you to bring me on because, you know, you're the voice of the First Amendment, and you're the voice of checking government. You know, all I've ever done in my life is keep elected officials in check. And some of those elected officials have been hard to keep in check. And some of those elected officials and I have gone rounds many, many times against each other. And, you know, I guess the one thing that I'm the proudest the most to say is all of those elected officials that I have kept in check over the years that I may have been on opposite ends with at times, I can call friend today. And I've always been able to call friend. And, you know, one of the things that they have said to me over the years is they may not always agree with what I wrote or what I said, but they could never say that what I wrote was wrong or malice or, you know, against them, you know,
intending. It wasn't personal.
It wasn't personal. It's what I do. And your radio program and your friendship allowed us to make people see that.
And, get into trouble as well. Boy, did we get into the trenches from time to time.
Oh, yes. You know, I can't tell you how many times, I'm just going to throw names out there. I can't tell you how many times I've had conversations with people like Barb Kirkmeyer and Mike Freeman and Steve Marino. You know, some of the people who I have been on the wrong side with over the years. And it's come up that, remember that time you were on KFKA, or remember that time you said this on KFKA, or remember that time, and that goes both ways, you know, that goes both ways. That's me looking at them and going, remember when you went on KFKA and said, you know, and we laugh about it. We sit back and we right. laugh about it because it's what makes our county better. It's people being able to say, wait a minute, take another look at this. This isn't right, you know, and you have so helped in that over the years that it's been amazing. And it's really created some amazing friendships for both of us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's fascinating to me as well, because I can count those people as friends as well, even though we got sideways. But I think what it boils down to is that intentionality in the conversation. You talk about all of those people. I mean, too many to name at this point.
Oh, God, yeah.
That make Weld County, that make Greeley so great. I mean, Weld County, Greeley, my adopted home. And always will be forever in my heart. And I am so grateful for being able to have those conversations that, well, sometimes got a little bit sideways. Yet after some time passed, we walked away from it as, well, with a large measure of respect for one another in doing our respective jobs. And isn't that what it's all about?
That's exactly what it's all about. And I'm telling you, you know, people say to me all the time, why do you stay in Colorado? Why don't you go to D.C.? Or why don't you go? You could do, you know, so much here or so much there. And I always come back to the crux that, because you know how long it's taken me to get to the point that I'm at, to know the people that I've met, to learn the inside, the, you know, the backdoor politics, those kinds of things. It would take me, I'd never be able to do what I do anywhere else but in Colorado. But you have proven that that's not the case, because you walked into a community, a hotbed of community that, Weld County is its own bird. It's always been its own bird, and it's always will be its own bird.
And God bless Weld County for that.
Right. And you knew nothing about Weld County when you came in here. You had been on the Larimer County side of things for so many years.
Right.
But you leave today a part of this community. And, you know, I can't, you know, I posted to my Facebook page that today was going to be bittersweet for me because of this show. And I don't know how many people came on and said, oh, my God, I'm going to have to listen to that one. This one's going to be good. And how many instant messages, and this is no joke, instant messages that I got from other friends of mine in the radio business at other stations across this state, and I'm going to start crying again, that said to me, oh, my God, Gail has been a staple in that community. What are they going to do without her? And this is from people who, this is from other radio personalities who know you across this state. Who, you know, when we get off radio, want me to tell you that they wish you the best and they hope, you know, hope the best for you. And that's what you do to people. You became part of Weld County despite the fact that you don't live here. And I think I wish you the best in whatever you do. I know you'll be good at it. But man, Greeley is going to be worse for it.
Oh, well, now we're not going to leave you in the lurch, okay? I promise. We've got a succession plan. Tanner Schwint's going to take over the reins starting Monday morning from 7 to 9, and there's going to be some whistles and bells along those lines as well. But now I understand why I was hearing from so many people yesterday who had just the nicest things to say.
Everybody loves you, Gail, but there's nobody, you know, when Amy Oliver, as some people may know her as, left that position that you're in at KFK, everybody said, and I think I even told you, there's no other Amy Cook. Nobody will ever replace Amy Cook at what she did. But my girlfriend, you came, I mean, I would say you did. You replaced her well. You filled those shoes that Greeley and Weld County had gotten to know very well. You know, Amy could say things and do things and put people in their place like nobody else. But you did that well. You filled those shoes very well. And, I don't know that it's going to be a tough road to hoe for anybody, to fill your shoes. Oh. And I'll tell you what, it's going to make my mornings between, 6 and 9, 5 and 9 a lot easier to coordinate who I'm listening to, because it's one less personality that I have to worry about tuning into the radio program for.
There you go. And thank you for being so gracious and so available. people over the years when you would get those early morning texts or messages or emails.
What do they call it? The butt crack of dawn?
Yes, pretty much. Yes, that is a time that we both know very, very well. And thank you for your talent and your commitment and your dedication and for your ability to open those doors to me, because I will carry this with me for the rest of my life. I am so, so blessed once again to have been a part of this community. And believe you me, I'm keeping an eye out for you, Weld County. I'm not going anywhere, and you never know, right? That
right,
is the point.
Know? Yeah. Hey, but you got to be excited about not having to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, how many years have you been getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, my friend?
You know, it's funny. It's been so long. I'm kind of drawing a blank on it. It's at least 16, if not more, years. And my family and friends are like, wait, does that mean you'll actually be able to go to dinner at 7 o'clock at night?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I have said it all along. When I have filled in for you and when I have filled in for other morning DJs across the state, and I look at my clock at night and it's 8 o'clock and my body just will not fall asleep and all my head is doing is going.
Spinning.
Three. You know, I always joke, I don't do this for many people. You know I like you when I'm up this early. I always say, I don't know how you guys do it 5 days a week. You know, wow, it's a lot. It's a lot to fill 3-4 hours worth of programming day after day after day. And to do it at 5 o'clock in the morning, and to do it when you're in bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, and you miss all that nighttime breaking news. I just don't know how you guys do it 5 days a week. I'd never be able to do it 5 days a week.
Oh, I'm sure you could, and you could do it very, very well, as you have done many, many times, not only filling in for me, but other hosts around the state, and just do an incredible job.
Sherry Pfeiff,
investigative journalist, a complete Colorado. Again, thank you. It's been such a great ride, and it's not over yet. I mean, I'm not riding off into the sunset, but I just wanted to express really my heartfelt, deep appreciation to you, not only from a professional standpoint, but from the heart. Thank you.
Well, I can't thank you enough either. And, you know, I don't know. It seems like every week there's one more of my favorite radio personalities getting out of this gig. And I love you so much, my friend. You have taught me so much, and we have been through so much together over the last 6 years. I know you and I are still going to be in touch, and I know you're not going anywhere from Weld County. I can't thank you enough for the belief in me that you shown. So thank you.
Right back to you. My sister of a different mister, Sherry Pfeiff, investigative journalist, complete Colorado. Yeah, thanks for opening just a whole new world for me. And I will forever just be so grateful to you, to the great people in Weld County and Greeley and beyond.
I love you, my friend.
Love you right back. Sherry Pfeiff, investigative journalist, Complete Colorado. Thanks so much. 7:20 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA. This time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, offering you the epitome of the musical dinner theater experience. Find out what I'm talking about. Just jump online, visit coloradocandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, Broadway in your backyard.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. One is an elite high school basketball coach. The other is an award-winning broadcaster. Clark and the Coach on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, just a heads up, and we'll probably get into this in greater detail later as we jump into our local news roundup, but officials are encouraging you, Weld County residents, to sign up for Code Red this prior to May's all call, to which you might be scratching your head saying, wait, what does that all mean? 728 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, Mornings with Gail from the Allo Communications Studios. All right, working from a piece out of the Trib by Morgan McKenzie. Again, Weld County government encouraging all residents and business owners to register for Code Red to get those emergency alerts. Now, this is a collaborative effort between Weld County, the Carbon Valley Emergency Management Agency, and the City of Greeley office, of Emergency Management. Officials want you and the county to sign up for that free system, again, used to send emergency alerts in local public safety situations. It's called Code Red. Now, on May 5th, the Weld County Office of Emergency Management and the Weld County Regional Communications Center will conduct an all call to send a test alert to everyone registered in the system. Weld County OEM Director Roy Rudisill said, we consistently encourage folks to be prepared for emergencies, and one of the best ways to stay prepared is having situational awareness of what is going on around you. The free alerts, he continues, Code Red sends actually helps us to be better informed of situations and take the actions that we need to keep ourselves, our loved ones, and yes, our property safe. It's an extremely useful tool in emergency preparedness. When an emergency is occurring near the physical address, here's how it works, of your home or business listed in the Code Red system. If you're registered, you're notified by either a phone call, a text message, or an email, depending on which option that you actually choose. In 2021, for example, the Weld County Regional Communications Center sent 54 Code Red alerts at the request of law or fire agencies within the county. So, tell you what, all you have to do to sign up, and it's an easy process to be sure, just go to weld911alert.com. Again, weld911alert.com. All right, it's called a bounce, and it was a 700.1 for the market yesterday. Keith Weinman, Financial Gravity Colorado, weighs in to provide an explanation when he joins us at 735.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I'd say let's bounce, but that means we're finished before we even begin with Keith Weinman, Financial Gravity Colorado. The name is Dalton, and it's called a bounce, a big one for the market yesterday.
And it was a big one. Came after four down weeks in a row. The Dow bounced 700 points from down 500 at the bottom to up 200 at the close yesterday. Last week, the NASDAQ fell into bear market territory, down more than 20% from its record high, but it came back yesterday as well to close in correction territory, down 19.8%. So with four trading days left in the month of April, where are we? The S&P is down 5% before the open this morning. The NASDAQ is down 8%, both for the month. The Monday bounce was led by Microsoft, Alphabet, Meta, after directors accepted Elon Musk's offer to take it private. Twitter had a role in that as well. Twitter shareholders will receive now $54.20 in cash for each share of their Twitter stock. Twitter stock was up when I looked before the open this morning at almost $52 a share.
Question, do you think Facebook is the next to be assimilated?
Many analysts are talking about that, saying what happens with Twitter and is yet to be seen. Its success or continued lack of that will set the stage for investors' acceptance of other big social media platforms. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Alphabet, which is Google, and Meta, primarily TikTok as well. So what are the markets doing this morning? The Dow Industrial Average down 151. It was down 200 just a short while ago. And with the way things were yesterday, it's hard to tell where it will be at the end of the day. So the Dow Industrial Average down 151 now, just shy of 0.5%, 33,898. The S&P down 30, 0.7%, 4,265. The NASDAQ down 160, 1.2% to 12,844. Yield on the 10-year Treasury, 2.74. West Texas Intermediate crude oil coming back up to $100 a barrel, up $1.60 this morning. Bitcoin, 40,180, down 13 dollars. March durable goods orders up 0.8% as expected, 1.1%. Factor out transportation. Case Schiller says home prices jumped 19.8% from February of 2021 to February 22. Phoenix, Tampa, Miami had the biggest gains. Minneapolis, New York, Washington, D.C. the smallest gains. Bank of America says to expect 0.5% short-term interest rate hike after the next Fed meeting next week and the two meetings after that, followed by 0.25% short-term hikes until the Fed funds rate reaches 3.5%. That rate was held between 0 and 1.5% after the pandemic-driven economic shutdown in an effort to keep the economy rolling and growing. The Fed funds rate is the rate banks borrow money at to then loan it out in the form of credit cards and new car loans and other short-term loans. In a healthy economy, the Fed aims to hold the Fed funds rate between 2 and 2.5%. Again, Bank of America predicting 3.5% hikes, followed by 2% hikes until the Fed gets that rate a percent higher than that at 3.5% in an effort to slow inflation.
Well, there you go. And what, they were predicting 7 rate hikes? Coming?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. Right.
So how far in are we? One?
Uno, yes.
That's we are one, terrifying.
One in with three to go. And keep in mind, those who are saying the Fed be able to achieve a soft landing? And a soft landing is what somebody assigned the name to achieving coming out of an inflationary spiral without causing a recession. Typically, economists say that Fed funds rate has to be above the inflation rate to slow a powerful wave of inflation. Well, Bank of America just came out and said they expect them to raise it to 3.5%. Inflation is 5% higher than that. Ugh. And that's why some are saying the Fed's got a job on its hands.
Got some splaining to do.
Yeah, and that's why some are saying this inflation wave may be more power, maybe more powerful than many realize. And this is just analysis of, this is just the numbers. Mm-hmm. We can't predict what the future will hold. But that's what the Fed's going to do, and that kind of puts it in perspective.
Well, though we can't predict what the future will hold, it shouldn't stop us from trying, particularly when it comes to our retirement years, right? I mean, I'm sure you have a bucket list. I mean, we all do. And you want to just check those items off as you move into those retirement years, which, by the way, regardless of where you are on your career trajectory, you will find they're coming a lot sooner than you think. That's why you need to get a plan, formulate that plan, get that plan to work for you so that your retirement is every single thing you want it to be. And it all starts with getting in touch with Keith Weinman, financial graduate Gravity, Colorado, and ask them those questions, those burning questions that keep you up at night when it comes to your concerns about retirement. Because, well, in today's uncertain times, my guess is those concerns are many.
Every retirement plan should expect the unexpected. Does yours? If you want to have a discussion to see if that is the case, give me a call. Phone number is 970-776-7500. Don't worry about that now. You can find it on the web. Just remember to go to us at financialgravityco.com. We're Financial Gravity Colorado, and you can find us at financialgravityco.com.
Keith Wyman, Financial Gravity, Colorado. Thanks so much, as always. Oh, you heard that skydivers, the pilots that took flight to a whole new level as they were trying to swap planes by skydiving into the plane. And we were talking about the one guy, right, that jumped how many? 20,000?
A guy 15? Has a record for 24.
25,000 feet without a parachute.
Yeah.
And you were asking earlier this morning, how do you do that?
They built a 20-story high net for him to land in.
Boing.
And he, as a skydiver, had to maneuver. He had to fly his way right into the middle of that net. You can look it up. It's huge. But I also find, see, here's what you do. You make me say, all these questions occur. So I found that. Then I also found the world record for surviving a drop is at 33,000 feet.
That's crazy.
Well, and it was a commercial airliner that crashed. It went down. There was an explosion. It happened on a commercial airline flight in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the plane was killed except for one person, who was pinned behind a beverage cart and stayed in the plane, in the fuselage. She was in the rear of the plane, and the plane broke up, and the rear of the plane came down and crashed into a forested, an altitude area where there was a lot of snow and a lot of forest, and she lived through it, although she had major, major injuries.
Oh, of course.
And she doesn't remember the crash, and she doesn't remember anything for a month after the crash.
But she's alive.
I'm not sure if she is still alive.
Right, but I mean...
I had to run, and I couldn't find that in the story. But she 33,000 feet is the highest ever survived.
Wow. Absolutely incredible. Keith Wyman, Financial Gravity, Colorado. Thank you so much. 744 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Weather forecasts, local news, and sports. NOCO Now airs weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, those three-part community conversations on homelessness and housing alternatives in Greeley. Well, according to a piece out of the Greeley Trib by Morgan McKesney, they're coming to a close next month with one more round of conversations. Now, it was in April. City officials hosted two community-involved meetings, one in person, and we talked about those, and one virtual to continue the second round of conversations about homelessness. Officials encourage all of us to view that video recording from the in-person meeting on April 14th. That is now available for those of us who were unable to attend. Unfortunately, it's one of those bit.ly addresses. I would say just go to Greeley.gov and noodle around on the website, and I'm sure I will hear from Greeley Mayor John Gates if I got that totally wrong, which I will correct as more information information becomes available. Now, other material from the meeting, including feedback from community stakeholder interviews and previous community conversations, you can also find it online. Now, you're going to have officials combining feedback from the February and April meetings and online surveys to create the overall assessment of homelessness and housing needs. The deadline to complete that survey is May 4th. Now, attendees will discuss the final assessment at one more series of community conversations scheduled for May 18th and May 19th with in-person and virtual options. The next round will focus on recommendations for homeless services, local coordination, and housing options in Greeley. This according to city officials. By the way, we're going to talk with Greeley Mayor John Gates so we can kind of clean all this up just to make it a little bit more clear when he joins us on Friday at 7:05. Now, for more information, once again, just hop online, try Greeley.gov, and you can let me know what you find there, because this bit.ly address, well, this one's a little easier. You can go to bit.ly/Greeley Housing to get more information about the city's efforts to address homelessness and housing options, or just to stay informed about future community conversations. 7:57 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. For more on KFKA programs, podcasts, sports schedule, and news, go to 1310kfka.com. Now back to Mornings with Gail.
Stay with us. Dr. Deirdre Pilch, Superintendent, Greeley Evans School District 6, joins us at 8:05. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, Longmont, Fort Collins. It's 8 o'clock.